An intelligence unit of the Lebanese army has arrested a high-profile terrorist of the Al-Qaeda-linked Abdullah Azzam brigades. The man was involved in a number of recent terror attacks in Lebanon, including the double blast targeting the Iranian embassy in Beirut last November. Press TV's Ali Risk has the details in this report.
Naeem Abbas, a commander of the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Abdullah Azzam terrorist group, is now in the hands of the Lebanese army. Abbas is one of the senior commanders of the group and is being described as the group's number two leader in Lebanon behind Saudi national Majid al-Majid. Abbas, a Palestinian national, assumed vital logistical and planning roles in the bombings that have rocked Lebanon since July last year.
Naeem Abbas was the leader of a big network for transporting and moving the suicide bombers and the equipped car with explosives. And it happened that he had just equipped a car in order to move it to another place in the capital or in the southern suburb in order to blow it up in a residential area.
The importance of this arrest appeared immediately. Upon his interrogation, Abbas confessed that he was plotting another car bomb attack. The Lebanese army has located the booby-trapped car upon this confession, and it successfully defused around 100 kilograms of explosives that had been packed in the vehicle. Separately, the army intercepted another booby-trapped car in Arsal in the Biqa area near the Syrian border.
We are now in a war of intelligence between the Lebanese military intelligence and the Al-Qaeda terrorists.
Naeem Abbas's arrest is the latest in a string of significant security achievements by the Lebanese army. The army was able to arrest the leader of the Abdullah Azzam Brigade's Majid al-Majid, which was then followed up with the arrest of other high-profile terrorists like Jamal Daftardar and Omar al-Atrash. Continuing success in the war on terror is leading to the revelation of more and more vital intelligence. And in a war of this nature, intelligence is considered a key element. Hence, people in Lebanon hope that this arrest, along with other previous arrests, could prove pivotal in preventing future terrorist attacks. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.